WMF.
Different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFS.
Push it right to the edge.
You can tell when they're ready by poking them with your finger.
I know you like two things I like. Ooh. Chicken and chicks.
They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, which I have given them, your God. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and the hill shall melt.
Freak sauce.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
It's my show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
While I whip this out.
Where is it?
I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get
it
wrong.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long. There are lots of stars at night, and when it would rain, they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little, and you don't see that.
Harmony's layers, built up on top of one another, like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Little fluffy clouds.
And now, our feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
Everyone knows rock attained perfection in 1974. It's a scientific fact.
Oh!
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. This week, we're bringing you another in my Tears of the Gods Perfect Albums sub-series. This evening, our theme is called A Burning Deep Purple Orb, featuring the hard rock band Deep Purple's perfect 1974 album Burn. And when I call an album perfect, it's given it my highest sonic award for that art form, where no matter what the genre, every song really rocks. There's no filler material. Every song is worth listening to, and you can put the album on from the first song and just keep playing it until the last song. So, in addition to that, we're also going to be featuring songs from the electronic dance ambient, really sound collage-oriented band, The Orb. And then we're going to have a whole bunch of really short classical pieces. So this is pretty much a canonical Tears of the Gods. We got some perfect hard rock, classic, perfect hard rock music for you. We've got some intense electronic beats. And we've got a whole bunch of really short classical music pieces. I'm going to be playing all 8 songs from the original Burn album. The format is we've got 3 half-hour-ish long main sets remaining in this episode. We began with an excerpt from the Orb's piece, Earth, Gaia. And then we heard another in my intro there. I love when I can do this, where I've got the standard part of the intro and with the little fluffy clouds piece. And we just went ahead and extended that in the intro. And then we heard our first classical music piece of the evening, Ludwig van Beethoven, his Symphony No. 9, the Scherzo movement. A little comment from Homer Simpson about rock having attained perfection in 1974. And then from 1974, Deep Purple's Lay Down, Stay Down. Shout outs to my Mystic River Reservation friend Charles, who after raving to him 2 times this week about tonight's theme, hopefully I convinced you, Charles, to tune in this evening. And then we've got John Fisk in Beverly. And we've got Diane and Chuck and Arthur in Medford. Plus down in Smithtown, New York, Philip. We are backing me up right now, my ambiance. I'm going to go, I think, with color ambiance with our burning deep purple orb theme. And behind me right now is Billy May and his version of Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. So a little educational information here. Deep Purple was formed in London in 1968, and 54 years later, they were still going with the original drummer and almost original bass player. There were 9 different lineups, referred to as Mark 1, Mark 2, Mark 3. This Burn album we're featuring tonight is from Mark 3. And I'd say the most important members have been the guitar player Richie Blackmore and the keyboard player John Lord, whose favorite instruments was a Hammond C3 organ. And he played it, the Hammond C3 organ, before him, it was a jazz organ. And they played it in jazz bands. And John Lord made it be a definitive rock instrument. He played it through a distorted Marshall amp, like his bandmate Richie Blackmore played his Strat, although it's a little more complicated because he did a bunch of other stuff using an echo as a preamp, and yes. So that combo, though, of Richie Blackmore's Strat into a Marshall and John Lord's organ into a Marshall is just spectacular. A lot of the times what Lord is playing in another band, you might think is being the second rhythm guitar and a second lead guitar part. And sometimes it's very difficult to tell whether it's a organ or whether it's a guitar in who's playing what. That's a game I like to play a lot in music. In the next set short pieces, we're going to be hearing, they're about 1 minute or so in length. We're going to be hearing in the next set Tchaikovsky and Chopin. And then we're going to hear from the Orb versions of their songs Perpetual Dawn and Blue Room. I've got a bunch of audio clips from 1974 for you in this show, and we're going to hear two brief presidential excerpts from 1974. Richard Nixon announcing his resignation, and the next day, Gerald Ford pardoning him. John Fisk gave his students final assignments at when he taught at Salem State in Bunker Hill to write about the rhetorical differences between Nixon's and Ford's speeches on those August 8th and 9th days of 1974. We're only going to hear brief clips from them, but I'm mixing in a much longer clip after those from heiress Patty Hearst, who was kidnapped in 1974 by the Symbionese Liberation Army. And, well, it was basically a voicemail that she left for her father. Historical stuff, yes, in this sound collage. And in the next set, we're going to hear the title track from the Burn album, and also Might Just Take Your Life and What's Going On Here. This will be a rockin' electronic and classical sound collage, and I hope you enjoy it. Here is the little prelude in C minor, originally for the lute, composed by Bach, performed by Valerie Lloyd Watts. On the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only WMFO.
Fire is the devil hiding like a coward in the smoke.
Yeah! I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
Music which tells about the future. Music about the present. Roots music. 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 Music of our art.
color. You can get red, blue, green, yellow, orange. And they're like, oh, this is a new color. It's a fire puppy. It's fire. It's a orange.
We'll be right back.
I, Gerald R. Ford, have granted a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
Like it's burning pretty good right now.
Wait. Hey, Jack, you got a sec?
Yeah, sure, come on in.
Yeah, I was wondering if you... Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report, and then I'll probably, I don't know, let me lie down for a bit. But I'm sure it'll go away.
But the flames are getting bigger. Shouldn't I... Your hair, there's so much fire.
No, I'll be fine. What can I help you with? Oh, dear. Well, at least we know the sprinkler system works.
You wouldn't ignore this. So why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. Our theme for this evening's sound collage is called A Burning Deep Purple Orb. We are featuring the hard rock band Deep Purple's perfect 1974 album, playing you every single one of the 8 songs on it, as well as a whole bunch of music from the electronic dance ambient sound collage oriented band The Orb, plus a whole bunch of really short classical music pieces. We began that half hour-ish long set with a composition from Johann Sebastian Bach, The Little Prelude in C minor for the lute. Not performed on a lute, though, by Valerie Lloyd Watts. And then we heard Deep Purple with a title cut from their Burn album. And then it was from the Nutcracker Suite by Tchaikovsky, it was The Chinese Dance, all 1 minute and 14 seconds of it. And then we had the Ultra Bass 2 remix of The Orb's Perpetual Dawn. And then we heard from a chant from Mystiques. The artist wasn't identified, but the name of the song was Sheer Hashrim. And then another Deep Purple song, a real rocker, Might Just Take Your Life, And then we heard an edited version of the Orb's Blue Room, followed by Chopin's Prelude in A Major, Opus 28, number 7. And then Deep Purple once again with What's Going On Here, before we concluded with a stroke awareness public service message. Meanwhile, Backing Me Up is another Color song. This was Joe Meek's Fabulous Flea Rackers, and this track is called Green Jeans. So, in the next set, we're going to be hearing from the classical composer Telemann, a short piece from his Suite for Orchestra in G minor. And we're going to hear, it's classified as classical music, as the record company produced it. We're going to be hearing from the Psycho soundtrack, Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho movie, the piece called The Murder. And then we're going to hear from Beethoven and his Turkish March. So that's all of our short classical pieces. And then from the Orb, we're going to hear a track called Outlands, the LP version. And then the 7-inch edit of the Orb's Toxygen. They do an awful lot of remixing on their songs. A lot of variety in there. And then from Deep Purple, we're going to hear a longer piece, 7.5 minutes, called Mistreated. We're also going to be hearing a song that starts off with a very intriguing sound. Initially, I thought it was John Lord playing a clavinet like Stevie Wonder did on Superstition. But I did a bunch of research, and it turns out it's actually Ritchie Blackmore playing his guitar through a very rare and expensive early guitar multi-effects pedal that was made by the pioneering British synthesizer company EMS for Electronic Music Studios. And they were, well, very pioneering. David Gilmour of Pink Floyd also had one of these synthy high flies, and he used it on the Dark Side of the Moon tour and perhaps on the album itself. The guy who designed this, as well as all of the EMS synthesizers, which were relatively inexpensive, so here we're talking the late 1960s, and there were Moog and Arp synthesizers, but they were expensive. The EMS synthesizers were relatively cheap, and they were used by Brian Eno, Roxy Music, Pink Floyd, Kraftwerk, and other bands. And there was this guy, David Cockrell, who designed all of the EMS synthesizers, as well as that synthy hi-fi. And EMS was an incredible pioneer, but like a lot of companies, you can have great ideas, but if you make business mistakes, bad business decisions, you go bankrupt. And that, sadly, that's what happened to them. David Cockrell then ended up, in 1974, he worked for Electro Harmonix, an effect and musical instrument company in New York, where he designed guitar pedals like the Small Stone Phaser and the Electric Mistress Flanger. And then still working for Electro Harmonix in 1980, he designed one of the first digital delay pedals with looping capabilities. The instant replay, followed by the 2-second digital delay in 1981 and the 16-second digital delay in 1982. And then this led him to later work at Akai, where he was involved in the design of their samplers, like the S612, the S900, the S1000, and the famous MPC-60. And he currently works for Electro Harmonix as their chief design engineer. This guy, David Cockerell, he's so amazing. He designed so many effects pedals at Electro Harmonix that are widely used in rock, funk, grunge, electronic. And then at Akai, the samplers he developed were widely used in hip-hop. So in between his EMS synthesizers, his Electro-Harmonix work, and Akai, I don't think it's too crazy to speculate that perhaps 15% of the music that we play here at WMFO goes through some sort of a signaling processor that he designed. And it could be a lot higher. He's one of those people whose work, like Brian Kernighan, the computer programmer and author, associated with C and Unix, that their work touches a significant portion of the world's population every single day. Yeah, David Cockerell. Of course, though, when we're talking about music, the greatest musical inventor in all of history, I would assert, was Leo Fender. And maybe, you know, half of the music that we play here at WMFO and so many other places, you know, going through a Fender Strat, a Fender Telecaster, any of the Fender amplifiers, the Fender Precision or Jazz Basses. Yeah, he was the most profoundly influential musical inventor in history. And yet he couldn't play any instruments himself. But he was kind of like Tommy of, like, the Who's Rock Opera. Something like that. So let's get the second hour of your Friday night sound collage party going with this Deep Purple song. And it's actually a guitar going through David Cockerell's Synthy Hi-Fi. This is Deep Purple with Sail Away.